in, but only when it's not creating more stress than it's worth for the family and me.
How would your life have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
I don't think it would be any different. I can say that now. Of course, I am becoming, I've reached that age of 40, which my GP tells me, and within the next couple of months we ought to have a chat about such things as, I think he said about taking aspirin and making sure my blood doesn't get too thick. I think that's about, here I am speaking in ignorance almost, because this is a sort of moving into a new stage for me of being, I'm not going to say older, a more mature person with diabetes. And the things that that entails. Obviously, I'm aware of needing to care for your eyes and your feet, but in terms of things like blood pressure, which was a little bit up, which I think prompted the GP to talk about that, and also cholesterol levels. So we've got to go and have our "you have now reached 40" chat. And it doesn't worry me. I mean, when you take four injections a day, if you have to take a tablet or something as well, it just fits into the regime. I must say that, long term, you do hear and you do know that there can be some quite nasty results of some of the long-term complications of diabetes, and so you don't think about them very much. You sort of purposely put them out of your mind, but I suppose that things like that will be creeping towards me. But I'm pretty confident in the way my diabetes is managed, and so I'm not worrying about going blind, because I'm carefully monitored and I'm told, if things start to appear, we can address it. Obviously, I'm not a medical person, so I don't know all of the things that might happen or what the results might be. But I'm happy that, we'll just address that when we get to it. And in fact, the fact that I'm diabetic, although on occasions I felt, oh, I'm diabetic, and so that's the kind of big heavyweight that's going to mess everything else up. That's just when I'm having a bad day. Really.